It's a bad day with Bob and Ray. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again. We're broadcasting from our Atlantic studio here, number 4, high above the metropolis of
Newark, New Jersey.
I top Newark, New Jersey, where once again it's indeed a real privilege for Bob and myself to broadcast to all of you folks out there along Radio Lane, so to speak. Ken and Biller again. That's just me laughing.
What color do you call that, Bill? That jacket you're wearing today? Wine?
Burgundy.
Burgundy, eh?
I'm supposed to look for something in a burgundy container today.
Too bad we don't have Supreme with us anymore.
Lady Borden something. Ice cream.
Oh, yeah. But Bill, anyway, it is funny, Billy.
Bill is outfitted today, Frank.
Why don't you just parade around the studio? Let everybody see you so they can all laugh.
What a beautiful thing. What a jacket. Actually,
that's nice.
He's wearing the musician-type jacket. You've seen them around, Francie. It's being sported by some of the more famous name bands.
His hair is caught in a bun at the top.
It's caught in a bagel, let's face it, Bob.
And it isn't the first bun Green has been associated with either. But see that,
it's
as it may.
It's a burgundy jacket with no collar, you know,
one of those things. Sharp things.
Well, yeah. It's a cardigan type, and it is. It's a
great... Is that a cardigan? I didn't know.
And, actually, Bill, who made that for you? Omar the tent maker?
Yeah, that's a deal, Omar.
That was a good one.
That's a deal, Omar, if he's making anything for Green, huh?
Sure.
But, Bill, seriously, you have lost weight. And
yeah.
Here to tell us more about it is your teacher and instructor, the famous weight-losing expert, Dr. Claudius von Sturdley. Doctor?
Good afternoon.
You'll notice that the doctor doesn't speak with any sort of an accent, although he is of German distraction.
That's right. I'm of German distraction.
And, Doctor, I understand that you personally were the consultant in the case of Mr. Green.
Yes.
How did he go? When he first came to you, how much did he weigh?
I have the figures there.
You have all the papers there on him, I see.
Mr. Green weighed, when he came to me, on August 15th, 1949, he weighed 342 pounds.
342 pounds, and Bill, of course, tips the scales today at a mere 125. How did he accomplish it?
I'm concerned about him. He's
fading away.
He is fading away. Old piano players never die. They just smell that way.
What did you do to make him lose all this weight?
Well, I put him on a strenuous diet.
I see. What did he eat for the last 2 years?
Mostly non-fattening foods.
Salads and green vegetables.
And
low-calorie beverages.
Any low-calorie beverages I included in his diet.
Well, you've certainly done a grand job. Who are some of the more famous people that you have helped to lose weight?
Sidney Greenstreet.
You worked on him, did you?
I worked on him. I worked on Louis Stone.
I've
got him down now. I worked on Johnny Weissmuller. Some of the other famous names. Rubinoff.
Rubinoff with his magic violin.
No, it's another Rubinoff. This is Al Rubinoff.
I see. Well,
he's
anyway.
Not in any part of movies or show business.
I see. Well, you certainly have put Bill into shape, and we want to thank you personally because it's helped the program all around.
That's a very good all around. That's very funny.
So long.
So long.
The Red Lion Inn was built in 1704.
Think of that, friends. Just think how long ago that was. That was before you and I probably were born.
It's on Route 1. You take Route 128, or 3A to Cohasset Center, and it's right there.
What route would you recommend, Bob?
In a simple way.
So that we can try to find an alternative.
Depends on where you're coming from. If you're coming from, Westwood, I'd take 128.
I see.
But on the other hand, if I were going from Hingham Center, I would take 3A.
Yeah. Mm.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
You'll find a charming, congenial atmosphere there. And it's a lovely drive in the country.
Close the screen door, will you?
The food is terrific. The prices are moderate. The beverages are of your choice.
The beverages are of your choice, friends.
Now, if you ask, I would say if you ask 9 out of 10 people in Cohasset where they eat when they eat out, they would say the Red Lion Inn.
Thank you.
Well, that one person, I'd say, backyard.
I'm the tenth guy.
I see. You were the last one interviewed, eh?
That's right. I have not.
Believe you were the same man who made Bill Green lose all that weight.
I am.
We talked to you last week sometime.
That's right. I'm from Cohasset. I'm the tenth man there.
Uh-huh.
I've never
been in
the Red Lion Inn.
But the other nine people had.
So I understand.
But you have you ever seen it?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Looks very fine indeed
well,
to me.
It is. It's a fine place. But you have never...
I've never been in.
Well,
when I eat out in the backyard.
I see. How long have you been eating in the backyard, sir?
Well, every summer I go out there.
Do you mind trying our backyard test right here?
I'm glad to do it.
You haven't received any remuneration for this at all. You've never met me before, have you?
No, I never have.
All right, will you eat a little bit in your backyard there now?
All right, I'll just go ahead now.
Just help yourself to whatever's there, and I'll help you. All right. You quite through?
Yeah.
All right, now will you come over to my backyard and try this?
Well,
now, which backyard did you find easier to eat in?
I believe yours.
You thought ours was better?
Yes.
Do you have any comment? You find it milder than
it
yours?
I think the food was... I could digest my food quicker and more easily over here in your backyard than
you
in
do.
Mine.
In other words, you feel more full now than you did in your own backyard.
I feel a lot better eating in your backyard than I did in mine.
See, friends, what we're not trying to sell is the backyard. Try to see you on the Red Lion Inn in Cohasset. It doesn't take much of a selling job, but it does take your visit down there. So you you make your own decision. Drop down this weekend would be a good time. And tell them that Bob Ray sent you.
Go down there and celebrate Arbor Day. And
that isn't this weekend.
Oh. Well, celebrate something, and if you're going to celebrate
if you'd like to plant a tree, ask them. Maybe they'll let you. They're trying to decorate the place in spots and putting out shrubs and things.
How are the prices down there,
Prices are moderate. The beverages of your choice.
Listen, now let's go run through these cliches so that everybody will get it.
Well, let's say that these cliches are not from the Red Light. They're from a salesman who...
Yeah. All right, what kind of an atmosphere will we find there?
A congenial, charming, friendly atmosphere.
And the drive in the country is best described with these words...
Restful and peaceful.
The service is always...
We only had an automobile crash, sound effect, now to be perfect.
The service is always...
The service is always courteous.
Prices are...
Moderate.
And, well, that's just about all I can think of. Except that I do want to remind you once again of the Indian wall they built down there to protect themselves from Indians.
Funny part of it is, this Indian wall is only on the north side of the house. The other three sides were, in Indian days, obviously unprotected.
Either all the people were killed or the Indians were awful stupid.
We did check into the fact that the original management is not running the Red Lion Inn.
No, it isn't. No, we were all wet on that, so to speak.
They set us straight in no uncertain terms.
Terms are always what, Bob?
Moderate. Over a long period of time.
You can enjoy the friendly 8-minute pay plan, too.
Now, you go down there and see if you don't think what we say is right. Now, Bill and Henry, Ken and Bill, with their first...
Dashing in that. Oh, honestly. Don't you feel kind of shabby?
I think you fellas, now that you're a team and on records and everything, should start wearing the same clothes. Same clothes because Ken would never see you.
No, seriously, I think you should both show up with the same type of uniform. I was thinking that burgundy cardigan that you're wearing, Bill, would say a shot of lightning up the sleeve, giving it that radio effect. I think that'd be lovely.
Maybe a braid around the other shoulder. You
and
know?
The call letters.
Take tours around.
How about call letters on his tie?
That would be good. Or musical note.
HDH or something like that.
Or some call letters.
WFM-FFM.
Or WTTB-TV.
And a microphone. I think that would be
But
proud.
Actually, the only thing I find wrong in your appearance today is the fact that those two leather bow ties you're wearing, they look as if you didn't tie them yourself.
They look ready-made.
Those are ready-made bow ties of leather, I think. Okay.
All right. Well, now that we have talked with our musical men, they are prepared to play for us. You do... How'd you get that unusual effect? Like, like leaky pipes down something. Yeah, how do you do that? What things do you push over there? So when I like to come in here, you know, during a long ball game and sit at the organ there and make like I'm Ken Wilson.
You should be Jesse Crawford after that ball game the other day.
Yes, I like to practice. But anyway, be that as it may.
Howdy, Bob and Ray, Ken Bill, Charlie, Jimmy, Steve, Bill Barnyard.
Hello, Tex. How are you today?
Fine.
Good to see you.
Fine and dandy.
You're fine and dandy?
That's right. From the song of the same name, folks.
Look, we have a paycheck for you today, Tex.
Well, I don't believe I should take it. I haven't been doing very much in the way of program material.
I guess you have.
Of course you have, Tex.
I don't know where we'd all be without you. And if you'll drop down to the office immediately following this broadcast, we will see that you are amply repaid for all the efforts that you've exerted towards this program.
All right. I'm rather unaccustomed to this sort of treatment up here, and I would like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Now, we have some chances here we want you to take on the Bob and Ray
sweepstakes
thing. It's
be glad to do that.
It's,
How much will it cost me? Exactly what the check we have made out for you.
What that check it reads for, $480. Expense money, Tex.
Expense money.
And,
that's coming from the room and house over here.
That's right, and $220 a ticket, and you'd want two, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's right. That's what I'd want.
All right, well, I'll just about cover it, and...
Will I owe you any more money after I take these?
No, you can take them right now. No, you'll be pretty even there.
Oh, fine.
Uh-huh. Now, will you...
When is this sweepstakes going to be run?
Well, it's the futurity. We don't know just when. It'll be in the future, you see.
Wait a minute. I think it did run the 28th of May past.
Oh, well, then it's a sure thing.
Yes. It will run. In fact, it has gone already.
Good. Then it is something we can check on right away, and I'll know whether I won or not.
Let me look at your tickets. Nope, you didn't.
Well, that's luck for you.
It sure is.
That's the chances you take when you gamble.
You bet it is.
But now, you're happy, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'm fine.
Would you like to blow this bugle?
I haven't got any more chances.
No, those
If I take a couple more, I might find the lucky one.
Well, why don't would you?
Here, I got $480 in my pocket.
Well, here, take two more.
Well, I get it out. Take these two. You know the winner. You know who the winners are.
Yes.
All right, here's my two tickets.
Here are two more tickets for
those the two winners?
Now, let me see.
Either one of them win?
No.
Lost again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's the gamble I took.
Well, don't take any more now. You've
lost
enough.
Think we've taken enough of your money. Go on and sit down.
All right, Bob.
Want to blow the bugle, Tex?
You're two good boys.
Thank you very much. Want to blow the bugle?
Yes. Uh-oh.
You're worse than anyone we've had on here.
That's right. I ran out of breath sooner.
Say, friend.
But I was milder.
We're going to try to get Mabel, the timetable girl, to blow that bugle one of these days. See if she has any better luck, because she can sing like...
crazy.
Like the old Harry. Say, listen. Listen, listen. There's a cool breeze blowing these nights at Wonderland Revere. Now, if you listen closely, you can hear it.
Bend and hit the bears. Clear up for Northeastern.
Wait a minute. Hold it. It's not that cool down there. It's just a light breeze. Got a hurricane going.
So,
blow the poor dogs away.
So, won't you go to Wonderland tonight and enjoy yourself watching the most thrilling spectacle in sports. See 80 thoroughbred dogs compete in 10 dramatic races.
Not at once, Ken.
No, it's approximately 8.
They divide it up into 8 per race.
Then there'll be 10. There'll be...
Well, that's if you're counting the Cocker Spaniel that runs really in the race.
No, he just runs around
with the rabbit.
Into the finish line. It's entertaining. It's terrific. No wonder people call dog racing
the sport of sports.
And it's easy to get to Wonderland Revere. You can take the MTA or drive. The roads are wide and pleasant. And the parking is free and easy. You get there early, don't you?
Well, who are you talking to?
Post time for the first race is 7:45. The daily double closes at 7:30. Yes, sir. The admission is still only 25 cents.
What is the atmosphere there at Wonderland?
The atmosphere is congenial and charming.
And what is it? from the country?
It's a lovely, restful drive over there.
And what kind of service do you get?
Courteous.
And are there beverages all around?
The parking is delightfully free.
And the prices are?
Moderate.
All righty. Three dollars.
The admission is still only 25 cents. Now, that makes Wonderland the world's biggest entertainment value. And when it's hot in town, remember, there's a cool breeze blowing at Wonderland Revere. I thank you for listening to me, and good night.
Now, Mary, it's your turn for something here, I think. You have any recipes today? This is about the warmest day we've had, isn't it?
Well, I haven't carefully checked at all. I
haven't checked with the Weather Bureau.
No.
But we should have some kind of a cool, easy-to-prepare meal ready for our table tonight.
Well, why don't we go right ahead, then, with a New England boiled dinner?
Well, I think it's a little bit warm to have to stand in the kitchen and get all those things together, don't you?
Well, if you want to eat a New England boiled dinner, you're going to have to stand in the kitchen and get warm.
Well, I know, but I was thinking
can't
something do this like...
Can't ice and dry ice.
I was
know.
Thinking of something like a tomato aspic salad. Something cool.
Well, excuse me.
No, not something cool like that.
No, I was thinking that often that's a mistake that so many of you homemakers make. You think just because it's warmer, daddy boy ain't hungry.
Well,
daddy boy is.
Very often he isn't.
Well, very
if he's
often...
eaten before he came home, he isn't.
Well, if you keep giving him tomato aspic, he will definitely have eaten just prior to his arriving home.
Well, I suppose that is
it. So if you want to avoid the disappointment of having Danny Boy thoroughly fed when
turn up his nose at tomato aspic, then don't serve it.
Give him a good, rugged meal. He'll thank you for it.
Well, all right. If those are your words of advice for today, we'll let it go at that.
And garnish it with marshmallow fluff. Just an apple.
Well, look, it was all right up to that point. Now you're going to ruin it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about some potage Florida?
Well, actually, that's Florida potatoes. You know,
yes, I thought it was a soup or something.
Well, it's potato soup potage.
Actually. Potato soup potage.
No, it's potato soup.
Sounds like something Leroy Anderson will write next week.
Serenata he wrote.
I know that.
He also wrote...
So what?
Well, I thought you were asking songs.
No, but that potage sounds like a title that could be picked up by somebody.
Sounds like a character in Tales of Two Cities.
Cynthia Potage.
So much of this reminiscent, folks. I'll just go out on the front porch and swing.
Watch the screen door. There's a couple
of rope in
sharp places.
Oh, stop that, you fool.
You know, I just looked at my watch, and you have time for another song today.
I just looked at my watch, and I have time to have it checked, I think, Bob, because I set it in the studio yesterday, and it's finally gaining so that my watch is correct now. And I think that the clock in this studio...
The clock is wrong. That's the only thing.
Oh. Now then, what is this? I hadn't anyone till you by Humphrey Bogart. Interesting caper with Mr. Tracy, keen over lost person. Tonight, Mr. Tracy is keening over the blonde dog murder case.
Tracy, the kindly investigator.
Mr. Tracy, the kindly investigator, is sitting in his office discussing the blonde dog murder case with his assistant, Mike.
Mike, I'm rather perplexed about this case.
Absolutely keenly.
I'm traced, besides, and kind.
It's certainly a blonde dog murder case.
That blonde dog has been missing for 3 weeks now, Mike, and we've got to get some kind of tracer on it.
Well, we must keen, sir, to...
I'm loose.
Indeed.
Shall we go after the culprit in the usual way?
Lost, keenly. Traced. Let's press him immediately.
Unlostly.
A few hours later, the kindly old investigator and his assistant Mike are walking into Joe's cafeteria. We hear Joe say,
"What do you guys want?"
"I'll have spaghetti, Joe." "Mike,
I'll have some Tracy Keen. No pressing on that, please."
"Joe, we came in here because we're on the tracer of a lost blonde dog."
What's that?"
"We're looking for the blonde dog murder case."
"So what are you looking, what are you doing, buying my stew?"
We came in here thinking you might..."
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the fact that the actor portraying the part of Joe has just left the studio, we conclude today's episode of Miss Tracy Keen and Lost. But he's missing.
He certainly is.
Tomorrow we'll be back again with our program at 1 o'clock. And tomorrow morning we'll be here from 6:35 to 9.
We've had an awful lot of fun presenting the show today from our back porch here in Friendly Valley.
We only hope we've enjoyed it just half as much as you have. But I don't think we have.
I think we probably enjoyed it twice as much. But keep on doing whatever you're doing, friends. You'll agree that over the long run, it's a lot easier.
Tell me just one more of them sweet things, because I might have a lucky one.
No more, please. I don't think we have any lucky ones.
All right,
if you get work, one and all, then hang by yourself. I'm sure that you...